here with us, and not really a whole lot this week to that's going on other than the district seedings.
Yeah, district seeding, and then we had a game on Tuesday, and also had a game last Friday too. So I guess since we last talked.
Yeah, and got the win over Carl Junction. Mm-hmm. That was good.
Yeah, that was a good win for us.
And then, well, kind of rough, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then we had the Hillcrest game on Tuesday. But but going back to the Carl Junction game, yeah. I mean that's a 3-hour drive for us. It's always nice to come home with a win, especially a long drive coming back. But our boys played really well, and we did enough to get out of there with a win. I think it was ended up being 65-64 the very end of it. Mm-hmm. And then going into Tuesday, another conference game, district game, played Hillcrest. Ended up playing felt like we played a pretty good first half. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think we were up 2 after at halftime.
Right.
And our ball move was pretty good. We rebounded the ball pretty good. Shots were falling. And then coming out in the second half, we stayed with it. And then Hillcrest went back-to-back-to-back threes. And then that right there, we were kind of in basically an 8. It was like an 8 to 12 point hole basically the rest of the game.
Yeah. It's shell shocked.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it just boom, boom, boom. And it's so much easier to look at it from in the stands or even the next day,
mm-hmm.
and go, guys, man, you know, if you would have just calmed down or refocused but it's so hard. It's hard, especially when your opponent, you know, because they were just they just lit it. I mean, they shot the ball well that second half.
They did. They shot the ball, and they have multiple guys who can shoot the ball. I mean, their best two players are pretty good. The Kyrie Simpson and Tanner Hicks, both really good players, and they really haven't been healthy this year. I think their first game. I think Coach Phelan, the coach from Hillcrest, was telling me that out of all of their games this year, which I think up until we played them, I think they had like 23 or 24 games. They had 9 with their actual varsity guys, everybody healthy. So they've had 9 games this year where they've all been healthy. Mm-hmm. But I know, I mean, again, I feel like I say this a lot, but Coach Phelan does a great job at Hillcrest. I mean, he's been there for 4 years, gives his kids to play hard, they move the ball. And then we had our district seating the next day after Tuesday night. So on Wednesday morning, had our district seed meeting in Webb City. And we ended up getting the 7 seed, and we play Parkview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's – and you guys are, again, all – Webb City.
Yeah. So we driving there and driving all the way back. I mean, it's a lot.
I'm just going to be a complainer here. I don't like how it's set up. You know, I would like to see it, you know, like maybe the boys play Monday, Wednesday, mm-hmm. Friday, you know, girls Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, mm-hmm. or vice versa, whichever way. But Monday, you know, finish it.
Class 4 starts on Monday, and then 5 and 6 all start Wednesday. So like it's all weird. But I know, especially I think they do it because when they get to the district tournament or to the state tournament, state final four. So it's all kind of weird. Like there's only 8 class 5 districts, and there's 16 class 4 districts.
Yeah.
So it's just a little different setup of it.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it is.
It's just a little strange. But it's here. It's mm-hmm. a new season now. It's all new.
All a new season.
Forget, you know, the record that you've got right now. That's don't mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a brand new year, and it ought to be fun.
Yep. Hey, postseason basketball is always fun. I mean, especially for our seniors. I mean, one thing we told them yesterday is like, hey, now it's hey, you guys have one more for sure game locked in, one more game mm-hmm. for your senior year. So now it's hey, it truly is a win or go home.
Well, and you know, sophomores need to be playing like juniors. Mm-hmm. Juniors need to be playing like seniors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, who knows? Anything can happen. Yep. So it's a good time. Again, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Mason Miller, and it's district basketball next week. And, again, you guys start on Wednesday.
Wednesday, and we got the 4 p.m. game.
4 p.m. That'll be broadcast over on KDY 102.5. And we'll, of course, sit down and chat again next week as we look at the district. Hopefully, we continue to play.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, hopefully we're coming in here talking about the district semifinal game.
Right on. Hey, more rock and roll coming on the Mountain of Rock. Q94, 7 o'clock hour, brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.